What explicit request can you make of them in the form of what by when?
Brilliant.
Okay. I've put this into the what I've called the early stages. So we really focus on that.
So you've got the groups, but what are the explicit requests you can make of each group? What by when for the sounding board or board of advisors? What could that be? An example.
Well, an example would be wanting that core group. And it may just be two people, three people. I don't think it would be much more than that.
Quality people who maybe bring with them divergent expertise.
Yes. Okay. And the explicit request would be to go away on their own, think about this on their own, look at the text on their own.
Okay.
And then we reconvene.
You haven't yet set the first date of meeting,
right,
but how much interval of time to come back?
That would probably be, if it's the full vision and we want a proper conversation about this, I would give people a month to do that, I think.
Ooh, no, too long.
No?
Yeah, no, give them a week. A week.
Okay.
Yes, they have other things going on, but remember we talked about lag and lapse and momentum has to keep going. So if you're thinking that they need a month to have the time to reflect, is that what you're thinking?
No, not time,
they're busy?
No, not time to reflect, to come back with ideas on the text itself, that, you know, the longer version of the text.
The longer version.
Yeah.
If someone gave you the longer version of your text, how long would it take you to review it and make notes and ideas that generate their own ideas, your idea?
I mean, the people I'm thinking of are people who are very much on the road because they're running their own organizations.
Okay. Could you say 2 weeks? I'm concerned that in a month, some of it may be stale.
One of the reasons I said a month is I'm not seeing the vision as, yeah, we've got a product to launch here.
Yeah, and you're right on that. But on the other hand, if this is the initial group, you're now pushing back your ability perhaps to move forward or keep moving for a month.
Yeah.
What would you be doing in the interim? Maybe that would...
Well, I could launch other activities. I just see this stage as so fundamental.
Okay. You mentioned the what, but be even more explicit on the what. So you want them to look at it and give their ideas. Can you even embellish? So if they were sitting here right now, what would you say to them?
Can you go away and spend some time thinking about every aspect of the vision, not just the words and the paragraphs, but what this says, how the world you know is going to react to this? Can you think of things you have seen out there in the world recently, doesn't matter where it is, that confirm the vision, support it, things that may contradict it?
That's explicit. Do you see? Now you've given them a mandate more specific rather
absolutely.
Than just come back
with
your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't say just go away and think about
it. But
this.
I needed to clarify that. And the more explicit we can be with people when we're making a request, the more likely it is we'll get that back. Back to scattershot. If we don't give them more explicit, more definitive, they'll go off in all directions.
Yeah.
Excellent. How does that feel
no,
now?
Yeah,
you've got
that,
your what by when with that group.
Yep.
So think that conceivably, in a month's time, how much you will have in place.
Yes.
And how does that feel?
Yeah.
In combination with the other things you're doing individually.
Yeah. Well, I think at the end of the first month, you would have a much clearer view of the landscape.
Yeah.
You would have filled in large parts of the landscape and you would have a sense of the lay of the land.
And the next step to take. And your vision would already start coming into being.
Yes, yes.